Hello and welcome to our Bible study today. We're going to be studying from the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel. We're going to be in chapter 18. We're going to be talking about Saul hardening his heart. Saul, king of all of Israel, appointed by God, ordained or anointed by Samuel the great prophet, his heart became hard. And we're going to look at why that became hard. Now, David is an innocent person. He's going to be the one that Saul hates. And we're going to find out the reason why he hated David. 1 Samuel 18 comes right after that great battle that David had with Goliath and the Israelites had with the Philistines. You'll remember that David slew Goliath, the Philistine, and they had a resounding victory over the Philistines. And everybody was happy. They had a great victory. The giant was dead. The danger is over. Things are looking good. And then they come back home, and the women are singing a song. That's what we're going to see in this chapter. And that started Saul on a downward spiral, and he hated David because of that song. It was the song he didn't like to hear. Let's begin in 1 Samuel chapter 18 and verse number 1, as we talk about the hardening of Saul's heart. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. One of the great friendships in the Bible is Jonathan and David. And Saul took him that day and would let him go no more home to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of his robe that was upon him and gave it to David, and his garments even to his sword, and to his bow, and to his girdle. So things are great. David is loved, Jonathan loves him, and nothing ever changes Jonathan's attitude toward David. Not even his father's hatred changed his view of David. And so he gave David these gifts, they made a covenant, they were the best of friends. 1 Samuel 18 and 5, and David went out whithersoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. So David was promoted. He was actually not in the army before this. He was still tending his father's sheep, when his father sent him with supplies to check on his brothers who were in the battle with the Philistines. And that's when he defeated the Philistine, and now he's exalted. He's given a rank in the military. Verse 6 of 1 Samuel 18, and it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. Oh, it was a celebration of a homecoming when they came back from that great battle, that wonderful victory that they had. And as they sang this song, the Bible says, and the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. So they gave David higher acclaim and greater praise than Saul. And rightly so, it wasn't Saul that destroyed the giant, it was David. You may remember that Saul was afraid, and all of Israel was afraid. So David really deserved the higher praise. But verse 8 says, and Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day forward. Things changed. They changed because he heard some words. He heard a song. And the song was fine until they said, David was greater than Saul. That changed his heart. Words have impact upon us, my friends. Words can turn us toward God, and words can turn us away from God. And Saul had his pride hurt. His pride was injured because of that. He was the king. He thought he deserved greater praise than David. And so it really got under his skin. And the Bible says, and it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul. And he prophesied in the midst of his house. And David played with his hand as at other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand. And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. So there was a double situation where Saul tried to kill David with a javelin. And David had to avoid that. Words had changed Saul's heart. And now Saul is full of hate and malice and ill will and spite. You know, there are some things that God hates. They're listed in Proverbs 6:16 through 19. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, and that is evidently what Saul had injured, was his pride. And then it said, hands that shed innocent blood. And that's what Saul was trying to do. He was doing the very things that God hates. But another thing in that list is a wicked heart that devises evil plans. And that's what Saul did. He committed an abomination of God. And the text goes on in 1 Samuel 18 and verse 12. And Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him and was departed from Saul. God had sent an evil spirit, the Bible says. We think, well, that would make God evil if God sent an evil spirit. You remember the book of Job, chapter 1 and chapter 2, where God allowed Satan to attack Job and to destroy his worldly goods and his family. And then he allowed in chapter 2 for the devil to hurt Job with boils. And so God allows that evil spirit to afflict men. He does for us. He's as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom we may devour. We have a battle with spiritual forces. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, but you also may recall that in the New Testament, evil spirits entered into people and Jesus would cast them out. But how did those evil spirits get inside of people? Well, we just don't know. We know that the Lord would cast them out. Now an evil spirit has been allowed by God to enter into Saul, and he just got worse. And he became afraid of David. He hated David. He plotted against David, all because of those words that he heard the women sing. Verse 13 says, therefore Saul removed him from him and made him his captain over 1,000, and he went out and came in before the people. Saul allowed him to remain in the position that he had. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. We're going to have opposition. We're going to have people try to hurt us. But let's behave ourselves wisely. because the Lord's still going to be with us. The Lord was still with David. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into a fiery furnace, and yet God was with them in that fire, and the fire didn't hurt them. Daniel was cast into a lion's den, but the lions didn't hurt Daniel because the Lord protected him. And so the Lord was protecting David. Saul hated him. Saul plotted against him. Saul tried to kill him. But David continued to behave himself wisely and properly, and God was pleased with that. And you and I must learn to do that as well. The Bible goes on to say in 1 Samuel 18 and 15, "Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David because he went out and came in before them. He was a hero. He was popular. But even though he was very famous, he didn't let it go to his head. And we've got to be very careful to stay humble. Jesus wants us to be humble as a little child, Matthew 18, verses 1 through 4. We must humble ourselves and be like little children. And that's the way David was. And he was loved for that. People don't like a smart aleck. And David didn't act like that. David was wise. Verse 17 says, "And Saul said to David, Behold, my elder daughter Merah, her I will give thee to wife. Only be thou valiant for me and fight the Lord's battle. For Saul said, Let not my hand be upon him, but let the hand of the Philistines be upon him." He saw the popularity of David, and so he decided not to kill him. He said, "I'll set a plan where the Philistines kill him, and then I won't be blamed for it." And David said unto Saul, "Who am I? And what is my life, or my father's family in Israel, that I should be the son-in-law to the king?" But it came to pass at the time when Merab, Saul's daughter, should have been given to David, that she was given to Adriel, the Meholathite, to wife. Saul pulled a dirty trick on him. He promised him his oldest daughter, but then he turned around and gave her to somebody else. What a wicked heart Saul had. His heart was getting harder and harder. He had no compassion upon David, and he should have honored David. David was a good person. But do you see how hatred will blind you to the goodness of other people? And because you hate somebody, you can't see their good qualities. You can only see the negative things that you want to see, though there wasn't anything negative about David. And Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David, and they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. So Saul had another daughter, Michal, and he found out that she loved David. And Saul said, "I will give him her, that she may be a snare to him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him." Wherefore Saul said to David, "Thou shalt this day be my son-in-law in the one of the twain." And Saul commanded his servant, saying, "Commune with David secretly and say, See, what's this dastardly plan that he's designing?" God hates wicked plans made by wicked hearts. "Commune with David secretly," he said, "and say, Behold, the king hath delight in thee, and all his servants love thee. Now therefore be the king's son-in-law." And Saul's servant spake those words to the ears of David, and David said, "Seemeth it to you a light thing to be a king's son-in-law, seeing that I am a poor man and lightly esteemed?" Notice the humility of David. "I'm poor. I have no position." And the servants of Saul told him, saying, "On this manner spake David." And Saul said, Thus shall you say to David, the king desired not any dowry. You don't have to give me any dowry for my daughter, but 100 foreskins of the Philistines to be avenged of the king's enemies. But Saul thought to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines. He challenged David to go kill 100 Philistines to bring their proof of their death to him, and he would give him Michal, his daughter. But his plot really was to get David killed. What a hard heart, and an evil man he was. And when his servants told David these words, it pleased David well to be the king's son-in-law, and the days were not expired. Wherefore David arose and went, he and his men, and slew the Philistines, 200 men. And David brought their foreskins, and they gave them in full tale to the king, that he might be the king's son-in-law. And Saul gave Michal, his daughter, to wife. So David goes out and kills the Philistines, even more than he said, and nothing happened to him. So Saul was forced to give him Michal, his daughter, to be his wife. And Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David, and that Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him. It wasn't working out for Saul. His plans were falling through. David was happy. His daughter was happy. David was still alive. Verse 29, and Saul was yet the more afraid of David, and Saul became David's enemy continually. Notice how Saul's heart continued to be hardened day after day, event after event. Then the princes of the Philistines went forth, and it came to pass that they went forth, that David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul, so that his name was much set by. There are some lessons we can learn from this. A person's heart can be hardened. Yours can, mine can. Your heart may be hardened right now. That's really a challenge for us not to let that take place. We may dislike someone. We may hate someone like Saul did. Listen, we've got to win these battles. You got to stop sin in its tracks. When you start to not like someone, you're on the road to hating them. And the Bible says this in 2 Corinthians 10 and verse number 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought. That's our challenge. When you start disliking someone, it will turn into hatred, and you've got to stop sin. That's what happened to Saul. Saul's heart got hard because of words that entered to his heart. The women were singing greater praises to David, and that's what started him not liking David. It wasn't anything David did. It was what the women did, what the women said, what they sang. Now, we've got to be careful what we hear, because words can have impact upon us as well. And so he began to devise a wicked plan, something God hated. And the more he tried to kill David, the more he failed. And so stop sin in its tracks. Don't dislike people and hate people. The Bible tells us to think upon things that are pure, think upon things that are lovely. Philippians 4 and verse 8. Don't sin and get others involved. That's what Saul did. Saul hated David. And Saul began to get other people involved in his wicked plans. And, you know, that started because he allowed sin into his heart. You ever see a little tiger cub? Maybe at the zoo or somewhere, somebody had a little tiger cub. Those are so cute, aren't they? But, you know, they grow up. They grow up and they get big teeth and big claws and they have big, strong bodies. They're powerful animals and they can kill. And that's the way sin is. Sin might start off looking very harmless, but then it builds up, it becomes hate, and it becomes so hateful that Saul was blinded. He couldn't see the goodness of David. He couldn't see the way he should treat David. And sometimes we do not consider the good in other people. Isn't that right for you? We don't consider the good in other people. Why is that? Could we have sin entering into our hearts? And then let's learn the lesson also that words, be careful about words that you hear. Because Saul allowed the words that he heard to give him a bad attitude. He was full of pride. And he listened to those words and it caused him to change. That song was not meant to stir up bad feelings for him. It was meant to honor both Saul and David. That's what the song was meant to do in 1 Samuel 18. Saul has killed his thousands. David has killed his 10,000s. That song was supposed to honor both of them. But Saul took it wrong. And that's when he started hardening his heart. Beloved, let's be careful about the way we hear things. We can allow them to turn us into a terrible person. And so he began to ignore God. He began to let that evil spirit work in him. But as we mentioned before, Saul's hate did not change David. That's a very powerful point. You and I may be hated, but we're not to change. If we have an enemy, Jesus said in Matthew 5, verses 38 and 39, Matthew 5, 43 through 48, we're to bless them and pray for them. If we have an enemy, do good to them. Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21 says, give them water. If your enemy is hungry, give him food. If he's thirsty, give him water. Don't be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. That was David. He was not going to be overcome with evil. He was going to overcome evil with good. The Bible says, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Matthew 7 and verse 12. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to return good for evil. We need to learn that lesson. In Acts chapter 6, Stephen was being hated and they were building up anger against him. And the Bible says a remarkable thing. It says Stephen had a look on his face like the look of an angel. They were hating on him there in Acts 6 and Acts 7. They were hating on him. And yet he had a face of an angel. That's a remarkable statement there. Let's follow God's instructions in all circumstances, including when we are hated, including when people are not nice to us and seek to hurt and injure us, when they're building up tensions against us, let's be kind. Let's act wisely. Let's not return evil for evil. That doesn't please God, and we're not being like Jesus. When they were nailing Jesus to the cross, Jesus prayed for them. He said, Father, lay not this sin to their charge. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He prayed for his enemies. And so we learn great lessons from 1 Samuel chapter 18 when Saul's heart was hardened. It was hardened through some words. He became bitter and he became spiteful and mean and he designed evil plans. You don't want to be that. Don't start that. You don't want to be that person. You want to be David. You want to stay strong and stay faithful to the Lord. Thank you for tuning in today and listening to the Bible lesson from 1 Samuel 18, the hardening of Saul's heart. And I pray that you'll continue to study the Bible and learn wonderful lessons to live by, and that you might be pleasing unto God. Bye for now, and hope you'll tune in next time. God bless.